Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Montana is one of 13 states this year considering legislation that would prohibit the use of foreign law in state courts. Members of the state legislature have passed the controversial Senate Bill 97. It must still pass a final vote before it goes to Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Now, Montana's bill does not single out Sharia law, though opponents of the bill say that's intentional, meant to stave off legal challenges. They argue the bill is still rooted in xenophobia and driven by a fear of Islam. We reached out to Montana Senator Keith Regeer, who sponsored the bill, as well as the governor, and did not hear back. But we are speaking with Representative Shane Morgeau, a state legislator in Montana and a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. He attended the hearings and felt that the nature of the testimony was harmful and redundant.
It was all about religion. It was all about the Sharia law and the extremists who want to put Sharia law into our law. And the whole point of what many of us that oppose this legislation, when I say many of us, is that we already have the protections in our law to provide equality for religion and free speech. And we don't need this law when we already have a system of case law and constitution in place. We don't need something to protect something that is the greatest protection for all of us.
How often do defendants cite foreign laws as a defense in court? Is this a bill that we really need to protect people?
I've never heard of anyone in Montana, if someone lost a dispute or some sort of agreement or argument because the court arbitrarily pulled in some random law that wasn't allowed for under our Constitution. I've never heard of it. And the proponents, the sponsor and carrier of the bill in the House side, gave examples of these individuals entered into a contract for marriage in a different country and came over here. And it's like, well, if that's the agreement they had, then let them abide by the agreement that they put in place. You know, we shouldn't be dictating what people agree to in those agreements from other places. And this law does that.
I want to ask you a little bit about how this would affect tribal nations in a bit. But first, I just want to try to understand how this could come up in court. So let's take domestic abuse, for example. And we should say that there are a lot of interpretations of Sharia law and that it is not followed consistently by all Muslims. But one argument I think that was brought up was that this would allow the wives of Muslim men who hit them, this would sort of protect the wives because Muslim men would not be able to say, well, this is in line with my religion. Is that correct?
Totally incorrect. I mean, in Montana, we have laws for assault. We have laws for abuse, for domestic abuse. And those laws are criminal laws. Those laws, you're not exempt from hitting someone or hurting someone.
Right.
And we have discussions about these types of things all the time where people try to assert religion as a buffer for them to discriminate, so to speak. And I think our courts have done a very good job in interpreting what our Constitution really means when it comes to those types of issues.
So, Representative Morgeau, you're also a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, and you have an interesting perspective on how this legislation would infringe on tribal sovereignty since tribal nations are technically foreign. Can you give me examples of how you think this would impact the relationship between tribes and the state?
This legislation brings into question the common international legal agreements that many tribal members, like myself, enter into. We have the Blackfeet tribe here in Montana and near the Canadian border, and we also have the Kootenai tribe, which is part of my tribe. So their historical boundaries cross the Canadian border, and many individuals enter into contracts and agreements with other tribal members across the border. And so that in itself, I said, is problematic because it creates a structure where it would basically say those are foreign law.
So the House and Senate have both passed this. The bill now goes to the Democratic governor to either sign it into law or veto it. Where do you think it will go?
I think it's an attack on anyone who has different culture and religion from other places, because it says everything that's not from here is foreign and essentially deserves extra scrutiny. So I think the governor will recognize that and recognize that that's not good for Montana. It's not good for who we are in this state and in this country. And I think he will recognize that and veto that legislation.
Representative Shane Morjo is a Democratic state legislator and member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes. Representative Morjo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.